Hello, everyone, and welcome to the final of GGW8, and of course, the AGWL Championship Round. It's time to go to the word file. I'm digging down super deep. I'm going to start off with a VOC. VOC, your piece was unfathomably long. A bit, frankly, too long for me in this particular situation. However, it was very well written, and I think you definitely put a spin on the prompt that was interesting. It kind of flirted with that point where maybe we're outside of the actual scope of the prompt, but you did it in such a way where it wasn't like a complete departure, right? It was definitely there. It was present. And so once you were able to sit in it and understand it, it was definitely worthwhile. The thing, though, that I'm a little bit, I don't know, hesitant about is that I don't feel like, you know, one should have to have a diagram to understand what's going on. And I think the fault of this piece really lies in the fact that so much more was gained from, you know, a table of names and terms. And outside of that, you would have essentially no idea what was going on. And I think implementing that in a way where you wouldn't need a table would have made this piece profoundly more exciting and inviting to me. Now, unfortunately, in your case, the point differential was just too much. And you would have essentially needed a perfect score, and both Utora and Frosted to have, like, I don't know, eights or something to pull off a prism win, and given the pieces that they entered, that's just mathematically not possible. But I figured I would give it a read and throw my comments in anyway, because you clearly put in an unfathomable effort to go along with the unfathomably large piece. But that being said, it's time to scroll through the word file. I'm going to start with Frosted. Come on, fucking little typos in this. This is a championship round. You have to just bring it. You even posted an edited version, but you still didn't catch him. It's versus it's numerous times. I have to say, I'm really disappointed on this element. You had just absolute magic here. Entertainment and creativity was through the goddamn roof, and I'm just going to put it bluntly, had this had flawless editing, this would have been Hall of Perfection bound, an auto win, and we wouldn't even come to the discussion that I know I'm going to have at the end of this word file. So it's going to cost you, and it may cost you the championship, and in a term where we're dealing with tens of points at this juncture, having those shitty little typos is not only really distracting, but it just says, how can this be championship caliber with the typos it has? They may be simple, they may be minor, but at the point in this competition, we're dealing with the gritty details, and missing those is just, I can't describe how sad it is. I was sitting there, because I read the damn things as soon as they came in, and you said you were editing, and I'm like, oh my god, is she gonna do it? And then you didn't do it! And it was sad. I went, ah, well, this, you found a couple, but you didn't find them all. And that's problematic. So moving on to PK. This was a well-written piece here that had very little going on in terms of problems. The flow of the piece is nice, and it was a creative take on the prompt that transitioned very well through its cycle. Frankly, though, I like the entertainment qualities of Frosted's piece more. However, overall, I think this piece ended up being more polished. As I stated in the previous run-through, sloppy grammar, frankly, might be the difference-maker here, and once we go to the score charts at the end, we're going to see what happens. More scrolling, because there's always more scrolling. Utora. This was very well written, and I have very little to complain about grammatically and stylistically. However, there were a couple of spots where you dropped some words. You had those style grammatical issues. My biggest problem here, though, is in the entertainment department, though, particularly centered around the prompt itself. I have some serious questions about how well this piece really steps into the challenge of the round. There's certainly elements here that you touch upon it. There's a little pride, some wrath. But the element of called deadly because they are literally deadly, not morally suck, didn't really happen. It was skirted. It just seems absent to me. And that's really definitely problematic. While Frosted's piece had grammatical issues, it was very clear. The prompt was front and center. It was in the piece. It was right there. PK, another example. Not as up in your face as, you know, say Frosted's, but definitely a central element was rolling through these sins and saying, well, you know, the moral things were, like, just ignored, but the, you know, the deadly elements were not. In here, it's kind of, like, laced, but not really. I mean, it doesn't really even happen. It's just not complete. I feel like I could take this piece, yank it out of the contest, and no one would have a damn friggin' idea what the hell is going on. And that's definitely a big problem. So, time for decisions. I'm going to start off with a GGW championship because, frankly, this one kind of boils down to an easy point. Frosted, your piece, in my opinion, was more entertaining than PK's, but I can't ignore shitty little typographical errors when PK had a more polished piece that did fulfill the mission objective of this prompt. So, PK, congratulations, you've just won GGW 8. That was simple. That was pretty straightforward. The AGWL championship, though, is not as straightforward. I'm really, like, I'm shifting. This is going to be more of a discussion because, frankly, at this moment, I haven't quite actually decided yet. On one hand, I have Frosted's piece, which I feel nuked the prompt just out of the park. I mean, Frosted, I'm actually sad because you would have just out and out won both of these things had the edits been complete and there. I mean, that piece was so spot on and so true to the prompt and gritty enough and wonderful that it just makes me go, ha, like, fuck yes, ha. Then I look at Utora's piece. And grammatically speaking, this piece was definitely more polished. There were a couple, things that I noted as complaints. But the other problem here was more in the entertainment department. It just didn't captivate me in the way that Frosted's piece did, and it really raised serious questions to me about, well, was the prompt actually adhered to? And that's a tough call. That is definitely a tough call. Things have to be thought of a bit more deeply, and generally, this is where I'm absolutely rambling. In case you couldn't tell, because this is a decision that isn't made lightly. I feel like both of you came to the table with some really nice pieces, and although there were problems in both, right now we're essentially getting into, like, the hundredths of points on various little decisions. But at the end of the day, when I sit here and I think about it, my decision for awarding the GGW championship to PK rested primarily in the fact that her piece met the prompt was not quite as entertaining, but was definitely more polished. In this case, for the AGWL Championship and the Glorious Prism, I think it's a bit harder to ignore the fact that I'm not really sure Utora's piece really met the quality of the prompt at all. It was there, but it wasn't central. And I think, in my mind, that takes away from the entertainment value a bit more than those silly typos in Frosted's piece, nip into the points. So, that being said, this year's AGWL champion will be Frosted. And you know what's coming? I'm digging down deep, but not quite, because I just rambled endlessly there. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.